High heels and fashionable oversized bags could be damaging our joints. That's according to orthopaedic physician Rav Naik.
Problem that people don't realise is that wear and tear on your joints actually starts in your early 20s and 30s, but it's not until people get to their 40s or 50s that they realise that they're developing the wear and tear type of arthritis, which we know as osteoarthritis.
And why do the stilettos and the oversized bags have any impact on that?
Basically, wearing any heel above 4 centimetres in height is actually going to alter your posture, which puts an increasing strain on your lower back, on your hips and your knees. The foot itself is actually a very intricate structure, containing about 26 bones, 33 joints, about 19 muscles and 100 odd ligaments. And it's designed in that way to make walking much easier. If you think when you're walking barefoot in the sand or walking barefoot around home, it actually feels very comfortable. That's because your body is in a normal alignment, the foot's doing its job of absorbing stress and weight. When the foot isn't working properly, so when you're wearing your stiletto heels, all of that force that the foot would normally be taking is actually transmitted up to the knee and the hip and the lower back. Now, the other thing that people nowadays are being sort of pushed into doing, because everyone wants to be fashionable, is there's a current fashion or trend to carry oversized handbags. So I actually weighed my wife's handbag last week, and she said all the stuff in her bag was absolutely vital to her sort of daily existence. Her bag actually weighed 5 kilos. So you can imagine that combination of carrying all that weight and wearing stilettos, which make you walk in an unusual or abnormal way, is bound to result in stress and strain on joints.
Now, there's certain things then that I can do that maybe help me, for example, more exercise around the knee area and those sorts of things.
There are definite things you can do. If you exercise 4 to 5 times per week for about 20 or 30 minutes, we know that the stronger muscles and ligaments around joints are, the less stress is going to be put through the joint. The other important thing is to eat a diet that's healthy and full of vegetables, fruit, which we know contain vital elements for health and well-being. But more recently, there's been some research done on a new product called Lubrimin, which is actually a blend of natural fatty acids that belong to the same family as omega-3 and omega-6 fats, which are well known about cod liver oil, for example. Now, what this research has shown is that this particular product reduces the inflammatory response of joint surfaces and improves joint flexibility and function. And because it's completely natural, you don't get any long-term side effects from it. A lot of people would go to their GP if they had joint problems and be prescribed something like a painkiller or an anti-inflammatory agent such as ibuprofen, for example. The problem with taking that type of drug long-term is that it can actually cause problems to your stomach and your kidneys. So really, they shouldn't be taken long-term for joint pain. Far better to take a natural supplement if you can.
Are there other things that will also increase my risk factor for getting arthritis later on, other than my big handbag and high heels?
I think if you live a sedentary life and aren't doing any exercise at all, then you are more likely to develop joint problems. A lot of people nowadays are sitting at desks all day. So you're sitting in a slumped or slouched position at your desk or your computer. You're not getting up. You're not doing much exercise. Diet-wise, there's a lot of processed, pre-made foods, which can be full of too much fat, too much salt, so you're more likely to gain weight. Weight is a very, very big factor in joint disease, so it's important to make sure you're not getting overweight. Again, re-emphasising that fact about regular exercise. And it's one of those, everything in moderation. I'm not saying never wear stilettos, but try and limit your usage of them. You don't need to wear them all day, every day. Wear them as a fashion accessory that they are. If you're going out, you want to enjoy yourself. If you're going to carry your oversized bag, which you're very attached to, make sure that it's only containing the things that you actually need for that day, rather than everything you might possibly need for the next year.
And how important also is water consumption? Because I understand that if the fatty acids are actually helping your joints, and if this is about joints wearing a bit, is it being well hydrated is actually going to help you as well?
Being well hydrated is extremely important, and you should try and drink about 4 pints of water a day. Certain things that we drink on a regular basis, like tea and coffee, actually make you wee more. They're diuretics. So you think you're drinking plenty of tea and coffee, but in effect what you're doing is making yourself more dehydrated. So just plain tap water. It's excellent for you, about 4 pints a day.
That's orthopaedic physician Rav Naik.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.